Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Blonde Bomber have the latest. And shout out to Big Byron. Byron is holding it down at the station as Tyler is out. And Tyler, look, Tyler's not just out and about and just having fun and getting hammered and drinking and flying by the seat of his pants like he normally does. Tyler is out, and he is working for a really, really good a good charity right now as he is out there working for Boots for Troops. We do this a lot, and he is emceeing that gig. What do you think Tyler's doing right now? I bet him emceeing that thing, bet he is bringing it, don't you?
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt he's bringing it, man. He's in the moment.
God, you think he didn't wear a hat, did he?
Well,
he got his hair. He got his hair combed up.
No,
nicely.
He's got a hat on. I think he's probably got a hat on. But the thing is, you know, when you're doing that, you like to have a couple of pops, just take the edge off. You know what I mean? But you don't want to have too many, because then you end up getting off script and you end up talking about stuff you shouldn't talk about in front of folks and make an ass of yourself. And
I've so done I've done that. I've done
well,
that.
Well, I'm at that spot with T where I just hope he just had. Just get you one shot of whiskey and go do your thing. You don't need four. You don't need four.
You're
going to be up there with that mic in your hand introducing somebody.
Starting to feel comfortable.
And that fourth one's going to hit you, and you're going to be like, uh-oh, did I just say what I think? So I hope he just got that one loosen up and take the edge off and stop there.
But it is a cool event that we're a part of every year. And if you want to be a part of it, Boots for Troops, go to bootsfortroops.org, and you can find more information. A great way to spend your Veterans Day weekend. You can get more information at bootsfortroops.org for tickets. As Tyler is holding it down there, that's what we talk about, man. The drive, man. We do it all, baby. We expand, and Tyler, who is a big part of this show, is out there expanding as well. All right, Clint. As we look in, there's my man's walking in. Go ahead and get your seat, get your drink now. Come on, man. Go in there and get you one. Have a good time. It's Friday. Let it loose, baby. Got that good lineup on that beard, man. Go ahead and get you a drink. Let's rock and roll. All right. The Texans injury report, Clint, is out. And let's start with the good news here. Azeez Alshire is going to play. He has practiced all week, full participant today. And he will go today, which is a big deal here. Nico Collins, Clint, has not practiced all week until today. If you are just getting in, Nico Collins didn't practice yesterday, didn't practice on Wednesday, and he was in practice today, limited with a hamstring issue, obviously. They have brought him off of IR, so he's eligible to go. He is listed as questionable in this game, Clint, which is big. Foley Fatakasi, who has not practiced all week, including today, is also listed as questionable. And then that also Jerry Hughes and Jeff Okuda, who have just been brought off of IR, they are listed as questionable as well. So the Nico Collins thing is the one to really look at, Clint. And it looks like there is obviously him listed as questionable. There's a chance he could go on Sunday night against the Lions.
Yeah, there's a chance Nico Collins can be back. And the obvious addition of Nico Collins, you're talking about the most productive receiver in football when he's healthy. Right, but what I think one thing that this offense has been missing, which again I've talked to it, to an exhaustive level, the screens in the quick game. For some reason, when Nico Collins got hurt, they just disappeared. When Nico's in the game, you get some of that quick game stuff, those underneath throws, the right now throws. You get some of the screen stuff, and that change would be very, very welcome, along with the obvious of Nico Collins being one of the most talented dudes in the league. Getting him back would be absolutely huge, no doubt about it, man. So the questionable aspect of that, I hope that he's on the field. I hope he's healthy enough to play. I hope there was enough in today's practice to get him over the hump with D'Amico.
Yeah, we'll
Ryan.
See. We'll see. Text line. Our 5-hour energy fan text line. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch right now. Also, those of you here in the bar, y'all think Nico's going to play? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah, there we go. Wishful think. My man right here is in the middle. Just put the thing in the middle. Clint said 50-50 earlier today. We'll see. We'll see if he goes. But I am intrigued to see this because their offense has really struggled without their number one weapon. And you could argue, I know Joe Mixon has been really, really good, but you can argue Nico has been their number one weapon in the offense once he's been able to play. Now, go ahead.
The other part of that, though, is Nico Collins being questioned will somehow Tank Dell. I don't know if you mentioned
this. I was about to get to the bad news
here.
Yeah,
Tank Dell somehow popped up on the
back.
Injury report with limited at practice today with a back, and not only limited today, but they've got him listed as questionable for the game. So
that's a scary thing. Is that spasms? Who knows what that is? But to go along with that, the disappointment of Tank Dell, that would suck if Nico Collins is able to return and then Tank Dell can't go.
Yeah.
But you would like to have them all out there. But also, Clint, out in this game is Will Anderson Jr. Will Anderson is out for this game, unable to go with that ankle issue. Not a major surprise, had not practiced all week long, but he is out, as well as Damian Pierce. He is out. Also, I forgot to name this, Jarrett Patterson, if you all are just jumping in. He is a full go, no designation. If you know, he missed the last week with that concussion and potentially could be in the starting lineup for this team, you would assume, with the injury of Kenyon Green. But Will Anderson Jr., that's a tough one. That's a very, very tough one, Clint, because you're facing the number one offense in the NFL who likes to equally run it and throw it. And he's arguably your best guy he is your best guy to set the edge in the run game. He's great in the run game. Also, he has been your best pass rusher and your best overall defensive player with 7.5 sacks. And he's going to be out for this game. So I think that means a lot of other guys are going to have to step up, Clint.
Yeah, look, I mean, as it pertains to this injury report right here, I mean, on the defensive side of the football, Will Anderson being out is a problem, right? I mean, that's been decided. He's out, it's a problem. The positives, the silver lining, if you will, the positive outlook, Azeez Al-Shaair is back. Jimmy Ward is back as well. You've got some guys back in the fold. Jeff Okudah is questionable, which he's on the way to getting healthy, so he's questionable. That would be a big time add to the secondary. So those three guys, Azeez Al-Shaair is back, Jeff Okudah is back but questionable, and Jimmy Ward is back completely. I think that's big news for the defense. On the offensive side of the football, you mentioned Nico Collins is questionable. That's a plus questionable. Tank Dell is questionable. That's a negative questionable. Don't know where the hell that came from. And then you mentioned Jarrett Patterson. Jarrett Patterson being back is going to give them options on the offensive line, their best options on the offensive line for what that's worth, to put their best five out there. So, you know, I think overall there's a lot of names on this list, but I think that's really the top pulls from this injury report right there on both sides of the football.
There it is. The Texans, and as Clint said earlier, this thing is starting to get long again. The Texans have been fighting with injuries, and I think a lot of teams in the league have been, but the Texans have been without major pieces. They will get some back, as we talked about earlier with Azeez Al-Shaair will be returning back. Jimmy Ward should be returning back, as we talked about that earlier. But, again, they're running without some of their strong pieces, and potentially at least Will Anderson we know, but it could be more than that. So we'll see there as we get closer and closer to the start of this game Sunday night.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, some big games outside of the Texans here on this Football Friday. And I would say the Steelers and Commanders, Clint, that's a big game that a lot of people are looking at. I believe that the Russ thing is real. He goes out there and they beat the Commanders on the road, and the Commanders have been rolling here with Jaden Daniels. That will be a big, you know, step into believing that this thing with Russell Wilson is serious. They've added some guys. Both teams have added some guys. By the way, Marshon Lattimore is not going to play in this game for the Commanders. He is out. No sign about Mike Williams, who they've added. Preston Smith, it looks like they're going to play. But of the games of the week outside of the Texans and the Lions, of course, I think that Steelers and Commanders game is a big one.
Well, it's I think it's good football. I mean, you got two what are viewed right now at this point to be really, really good football teams in the NFL, again, that are trending in the right direction with what, you know, at the moment is really, really good quarterback play. Your rookie of the year at the Commanders, Russ Wilson with the Steelers, and both teams have new pieces that I would imagine the NFL heads out there excited to see. Yeah, this is a big time game. This is one of those games that I'll definitely be watching.
Yeah, Eagles Cowboys, this is as my man just laughed. Right, man, laughing at them like that. Cooper Rush in the building. That's who the Texans will play on Monday night next week. But the Eagles are going in to face the Cowboys in Dallas. And It's a weird one with the Eagles. The Eagles have won, I believe, 4 in a row. They're 6-2, and nobody believes that they're a team that's worth the damn. Like I'm not worth the damn, but at least not in the thought of they can win a Super Bowl, because they seem to be fractured with their coach and some of their players, and they seem to win in spite of certain things. There were moves that were made. They were up like 16-0 or 20-something to nothing against the Jags. I remember, I mean, I turned away. It was 22-16 when I came back with, like, in the third quarter. I'm like, what the hell? What the hell happened? I know Nick Sirianni went for multiple fourth downs in the game and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what the Cowboys look like without Cooper Rush. By the way, before looking at that game, Dak Prescott is been placed on IR, and he was trying to get a second opinion. Apparently, he partially ripped that hamstring off the bone. And he was in a he's in a bad place. My man was standing up the whole time, to be honest with you, after the game and with that injury. But that to me is an interesting game, just to see what the Eagles are going to do, and to see what the Cowboys look like without Dak and with Cooper Rush as a starter.
Well, I can tell you that the wheel is going to continue to come off. But I'm interested in that game just because who the Texans have next week, obviously. Yep. You know, I want to see what we're up against and what they look like with Cooper Rush, and kind of just from
he was good the first time he had to fill in for Dak.
Look,
a couple years ago.
I mean, he'll be fine. He's a good backup quarterback, and he'll be fine. But the reality of it is they've got some major problems. There's some dysfunction. There's some stuff going on the sideline between the quarterback and the wide receivers and the play call, all that kind of stuff. Like, in a backup quarterback getting thrown into that situation, he doesn't. It's not going to be pretty, but I more from a scouting perspective, I want to watch that to see what the heck we're up against next week.
Yeah, so I guess no real thought that Trey Lance was going to be the one to step in for the Cowboys with Dak being hurt. I don't know if that the final one here, 49ers Bucks, Christian McCaffrey. That's the big news. He's back. He is back. By the way, 109 day 109. Christian Harris. That's the last time he is. Really, he's been on the field is 109 days. Christian Harris, they said a calf issue. It was apparently a calf issue with Christian McCaffrey, but he is set to return, Clint, this weekend for the 49ers. The 49ers have been, now they're at 500. They have been kind of staying pace. Now they've got some of their guys back. Debo's back. They've got Christian McCaffrey back, who makes that team go a lot. It feels like maybe the 49ers are poised to maybe get into that spot, even though they still got a ton of injuries. But it feels like they may be poised to get to that spot. We thought they may.
This
not
guy,
there yet?
Well, I mean, look, the 49ers are a good football team, but on the Christian McCaffrey front, this has got a real Kevin Durant feel to it.
You ain't lying, man.
I mean, my man was getting second opinions from a European country.
He went to Germany, yeah.
I mean, I don't like it. It's got a real Kevin Durant popping Achilles after everybody thinks you can play kind of vibe to it, and I hate that because I mean he's golly boy,
he changes the game for them.
Well, he changes the game in a way that no other non-quarterback does. Hell, he plays every damn snap damn near. So yeah, that's a different animal, man. So I'm nervous for my man.
You nervous for that? We'll see. Yep. He's set to return. We'll see if it's the same Christian McCaffrey we're used to.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, last night, Clint, really, really, really entertaining game, to say the least. I don't know if defensive coordinators found it entertaining, but a really entertaining game yesterday as the Ravens after trailing in that game at 21-7. They come back and they win the game 35-34 as Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor, they go for a two-point conversion instead of kicking the extra point to try to take the lead there. And they were unsuccessful there. And I know a lot of complaints out of Cincy about penalties potentially being should have been called on that play. But it was a fun, entertaining game last night between two AFC teams. The Texans obviously will play the Ravens later on this year, but a very, very entertaining game.
Yeah, hell yeah, it was. I mean, you talk about two of the best quarterbacks in the league going blow for blow and literally blow for blow in the second half. I mean, when I'm sitting there watching and I'm thinking, damn, Lamar, you going to show up? And boy, did he show up and bring him back. And then all of a sudden, it's this heavyweight bout in the second half of going back and forth, dudes throwing haymakers. It literally comes down to a two-point play at the very end of the game with what I think is a questionable play call. With what Jamar Chase is doing, you're going to throw the football.
11 catches, 260-plus yards, three touchdowns.
You're going to throw the ball to literally, I think, your third or fourth string tight end that's in the game at this point in time. Like that doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense to me. And look, the penalty thing, I don't know, man.
I think there were. I mean, Joe got hit in the face.
Joe got hit in the face, and the backside tight end got literally undressed. But here's the thing. I don't like how they – I mean, it would be hypocritical of me to be like, oh, you got to throw that flag. Because I hate the way they protect quarterbacks right now. And that's coming from an old quarterback. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous to think that should change a game. And the other thing is I would rather them let these guys play. You know what I mean? Just let them play. And if you're gonna be a ref, if you're going to be a crew that's going to let them play, let them get physical, let them grab. For the whole game, then don't tighten up.
So you didn't have a big problem with the non-calls?
No, I didn't have a big problem with the non-calls. I would rather those things not be called than them constantly be called, and we got yellow all over the damn field. I don't – like, the interesting thing about is more or less kind of the response. You know, I mean, there's folks out there that would say, well, you can't throw the flag on the tight end, on the holding on the tight end, because the quarterback wasn't working that way and it didn't affect the play. Well, now – if you're a ref and you're looking at this and that's your job and that guy gets turned sideways, you got to throw that flag, right? I mean, he didn't, I'm fine with it, but the whole thought of like, oh, well, you see the penalty, but then you got to take into account that the quarterback's actually working the other way. No, I don't want my ref doing that. Like, I want you to have your responsibility, make the call or don't make the call, let's move on. So, I'm all right with the way that the flag situation with the ref situation went at the end of that game.
Bengals, who look like at times a really dangerous football team, they played the Chiefs, the Ravens three times this year, and they've lost by a total of 5 points. And all of the games, basically, they lost on the last play of the game. And they're now 4-6, 0-5 against teams with winning records are the Bengals. They look dangerous, but they just don't seem to be able to win games late. All right, coming up, let us know, what are your true expectations? Your true expectations for this game on Sunday. The roof is going to be open. Sunday night football, Lions coming into town. They're 7-1, top seed in the NFC. What's your true expectations for this game coming up on Sunday? We'll discuss that next.